I was recently on a trip with my sons-in-law and my brother, who were with me on the spectacular rocky beaches in the Pacific Northwest. John Koryat, my brother, spotted a dead bird as we were walking on the exquisite shoreline, and he walked over to it quickly, and when I got there, he asked what I thought it was, and I said, "Looks like a hawk to me." And he said, "Looked like that to him, too," and then asked if I wanted to keep the bird and use the feathers ceremonially. And I said, "Sure." And I bent over with tenderness to pick up the dead bird, and when I did, the head, which had been trapped underneath the body, fell down, and I saw that it wasn't a hawk at all. It was a seagull, and I dropped it, like a hot potato, saying, "It's only a gull." And my brother John immediately began mimicking me, saying, "It's only a gull, it's only a gull, so its feathers are not worthy at all." And then crowned this by saying, "And you call yourself a man of spirit." Well, I tried to wiggle out of it, because I like to see myself as a man of spirit, a man who recognizes the holy in everything. So I say to my brother, "Well, maybe it was a bit royalist." And, of course, he picked up royalist. And then I added, "Well, maybe even pretentious." And still he rolled up his eyes and said pretentious hardly captured the disgust with which I had flung the dead bird down. Well, I didn't take the bird home. But I do look at seagulls differently now. I reread Richard Bach's wonderful little book, Jonathan Livingston, Seagull. Jonathan was no ordinary gull. Jonathan could fly in the dark like an owl, dive like a falcon, skim the surface like a pelican, and do aerobics like an eagle. Jonathan said seagulls were extraordinary birds, because you could always depend on them to land with grace. I just see seagulls differently. Look again at everything you know, and you will see the familiar in a new way. Even those things that you've hung on to for a lifetime, things like your fear and anger, even that can be looked at again.